Okay, so welcome everyone to this meeting. The agenda was posted on Town Square. And I will admit that there was also an email sent from our email address that the association has regarding the meeting, and it was also posted on the free conference call site that we're on now. This meeting is, the agenda has a few items on, so we will begin that now. The meetings for January 19th, I do not believe are ready, so we'll vote on those or do that in our February meeting. Prior to our first item on the discussion, the removal of a board member and treasurer, I'd just like to state at this time that I did get some legal counseling on this from BIB Property Owners Association, Inc. lawyers, Roble and Company. I sent an email to them, and I quoted our Article 6, Board of Directors, Item 1, which states, "The affairs of the association shall be managed by a board of directors consisting of 3 directors or as specified in the declaration. Directors must be members in good standing of the association at the time they assume office. The number of directors may be changed from time to time by resolution of the board, but may never be less than 3. The number of directors required to carry out the work of the association shall be recommended by the board of directors at the directors' meeting at which the notice of the annual meeting is authorized. This notice shall contain the suggested number of directors for the following year and the necessary number and term of directors to be elected at the general meeting for which the notice is being given. Membership may establish the number of directors by motion, second, and majority vote without regard to the board's recommendation regarding the number of directors for the ensuing year, as long as the number does not exceed the minimum and maximum stated above. A majority of the board of directors shall constitute a quorum to transact business at any meeting of the board, and the action of a majority present at a meeting at which a quorum is present shall constitute the action of the board of directors." I went on to further, that's our Article 6. So then I went on and I added to the email and stated that at our monthly January board meeting, the treasurer resigned and requested they remain a member at large. However, we now have a community member who has stepped forward that wants to be a board member and assume the treasurer responsibilities, which would increase our board of directors to 6. I am of the opinion that according to the above, the current board can hold a special meeting to remove the existing treasurer so the board can move forward with a new board member as treasurer. Please advise that this is correct. We got a response from our lawyer, Roble and Co., and they stated, yes, according to the clause, which is Article 6 that was sent to them, we can hold a special meeting and have a resolution, and that would suffice along with all the proper filings at the registry. So therefore, that is legal guidance that we have gotten from our lawyers. So we have had a community member in excellent standing come forward. I have had, and it is Paul Prescott. So if I could have a motion from the board that we go forward with the removal of Gene DeMarco as a board member and treasurer, which he has resigned from, and then have a motion from the remaining board to appoint Paul Prescott as a new board member and treasurer.
Am I allowed to say anything? And this is Gene here. Am I allowed to say something, or do I need to wait to the end?
No, you can say something.
All right. I am a board member. As usual, all this has been spoken about. I am still on the board, and none of this has been brought in front of me. This was all done behind the scenes. You said that you spoke to the lawyer. You, again, ignored me as a board member, and none of this was brought up to me until this meeting now. But let me say, regardless of what you said, what the lawyer says, I spoke to a lawyer as well. I am still on the board regardless of what happens tonight. Read 7206. I also spoke with a top person at Associate today, explained the law. They explained the law in detail, and they confirmed I can't be removed from the board. But with that said, I want to say I'm not going to fight you guys. I'm not fighting you guys anymore. This is worsening the state of the community. So I am going to, I'm still, you can say that I'm off the board. I am still on the board. I'm going to sit back in the distance, and I'm going to keep watch on everything. So that's all I want to say. You can move forward with your vote.
Thank you.
And the other thing is, I just wanted to say, Gene, did you step down just as treasurer, but not as director? Is that correct? Board member?
Yes, I did. I stepped down, and it's in a recording. I stepped down as the treasurer, but I said in the recording and in my one town square that I would remain a director. So thank you, Louie. Yes, I did.
And Kathy, what is the reason for the board that they want to remove you?
Because I've had Paul Prescott come forward who wants to be a board member and take on the role as treasurer.
I understand that, but why would you remove Gene? Because he's in good standing, is he not?
We cannot have 6 board members.
Okay. Well, and how can board members remove a board member?
By voting.
So boards do that, or do members?
No, the board does that. The boards. Members do that.
Even when the director doesn't want to leave.
Correct.
No board member can kick off another board member just because somebody stepped forward. And again, I'm not going to fight. We're just trying to get this out. I'm not going to fight on this because I've done what I can, and I've done a lot, I feel, and I've helped a lot of people. And I'm not, again, I want to move the community forward. I'm not going to fight with you guys. No matter what goes on here, like I said, I will remain on the board. I'm going to sit in the distance because the board can't kick another board member off. And we can go back and forth. We can talk to lawyers, associate, and all that. But I'm going to leave it at that.
I have a question. This is Beth. So, I'm not arguing. Whatever, just like Gene said, but Gene, you stepped down as treasurer. So now who is supposed to do the treasurer position if you're not willing to step off of the board?
Well, what's supposed to happen is the board is supposed to delegate who does treasury work. And whether, I want to help out. Like I said in my post, maybe there's some, I want to make friends out of foes. I want to get along with you guys. I don't want to be constantly fighting. But what it says in there, the board is supposed to delegate and move things around. So just say, and I'm not telling anybody to do this. Kathy, you're great at the banking. Look what you did for Jorge. Say, I'm just going to say that you become the treasurer. Beth, you become the president. Paris is obviously the secretary, and you can work together. Beth, you can work with Kathy on presidency things that you need to do. And we work together with it. Where I can help, I will step in and I'll help. But that's what's supposed to happen. The board is supposed to delegate things and then work together like that.
This is Doug. I would like to make a motion to remove the board member treasurer, Gene DeMarco.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 You are out of control.
All those not in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so a motion has been passed that the board removes Gene DeMarco as he has resigned as treasurer and therefore removing as a board member.
That doesn't hold water.
So now can we have a motion to remove or to add from the board? Is everyone in favor of appointing Paul Prescott as a board member and as treasurer?
I would like to make a motion to appoint Paul Prescott as a new board member and treasurer.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Doesn't hold water.
Aye.
Kathy, would you please stop?
Those not in favor?
Kathy, you are muting my microphone. You are taking control. Stop muting my microphone.
You have had your 2 minutes, Jean. We need to move on.
I was a board member. I still am, so I have more than 2 minutes. But stop muting me. Stop muting me.
You have been removed now. Those not in favor of Paul?
Aye.
Hell no.
Okay, so the motion has been passed to appoint Paul Prescott as a board member and treasurer.
I thought, Kathy, you love doing the books. Why didn't you do that? You said that a couple times on the last meeting.
And we were going to get, we're sticking to the agenda. So now that has been passed. So now we want to move on and have a discussion on the use of QuickBooks for the accounting purposes and the setup of PayPal as it was before. So do we have any discussion on that? Is anyone opposed to that?
Well, I have a question.
Yes.
So, but where are we at with Associa? Because the emails you sent to Jesse, he responded that, you know, they were not in breach and that, you know, we couldn't terminate the contract and all these kind
of things. That's not on this agenda, Paris. So we will have to have a different meeting for that. Okay.
Okay. I just think it's strange to vote on, you know, reinstalling something when it's not sure that, you know, things with Associa have worked out, you know.
We're going to move forward regardless. We need to get things up and running.
Paris.
Okay, so anything else regarding QuickBooks or the setup of PayPal?
Oh, you forgot to give the 50-day notice to Associa. You were supposed to give
and a 50-day notice. Creation of a website by Donna is on there, and Donna, we thank you for that. And do we have anything further regarding installing the internet at the Beanvale House to run the cameras so we can and set up an account in the name of BIB Property Owners Association Inc. at Infinet?
I thought we had internet already.
Not at the Beanvale House.
Nope. Oh, what is that? That way everybody was supposed to be able to contact the people they want to visit. That was supposed to be running already.
Well, you see what happens here. When I had it set up through Jorge, and he was supposed to put it in the HOA name, he put it in his name. So when he started to get upset with everybody, he called Abe and had it taken off. So now we have to go through and get it set up properly. That was my fault for making sure, or not making sure it was set up properly.
Okay, so is everyone, can we have not that I don't know if it's really necessary, but we as a board are going to make sure that everyone is aware of what's happening, and so do we need a motion to approve the use of QuickBooks and the setup of PayPal, creation of the website by Donna Bemis, and to install internet at the Beanvale House, have it set up in the proper name of BIB Property Owners Association, Inc. at Infinet so they can invoice us directly?
I'll make a motion to use QuickBooks, set up PayPal, creation of the website by Donna Bemis, and install internet at the Beanvale House to run the cameras.
I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Those not in favor?
Well, I'm not in favor because I don't like these rash decisions.
Thank you, Paris. Thank you. Oh, by the way, when are you going to remove Paris?
Paris didn't quit her position.
Guys, we wanted you to hear that.
Okay. So that has been approved. So that pretty well covers the agenda of the meeting. So do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Kathy, can I ask one question?
Yes.
Did you really mute Jean's microphone?
Yes, she did several times. That's what she does.
Okay.
And deletes messages, yeah.
That's one of her powers.
Do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Yeah, please.
I make the motion to adjourn the meeting.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Those not in favor?
Aye.
Okay, thank you, everyone.
This is going down the drain. This is how things will be done in the future, I guess.
Ich bin